All right, everyone. This is Alex Glenn. With me, we have Nathan Haig, founder of wowtools.io. Go check it out. We are getting together again late in the evening, early in the morning in Thailand there. Nathan's in Phuket to record another installment of what's becoming my favorite segment on this show. Nathan Haig presents What's New, What's Broken, and Who Should Foxtrot Oscar.
90% of
conversational
market.
I think a real game changer.
The marketing automation discussion.
All right, Nathan, say hi.
Buongiorno. How you all doing?
Love it. And let's do this. Let's start out with what's new. We had a little pre-discussion about some stuff that's going on with LinkedIn, so let's dive into that.
So LinkedIn have decided that their advertising platform sucks, so they're actually making it a little bit less sucky. So they're kind of trying to persuade you of the people that do Facebook adverts that their platform is just as easy to use and you should totally use it. Oh my God, use it right now. So that kicks off, I think it's on November the 14th. I think everyone starts to get that rolled out now everywhere. It doesn't do an awful lot more than kind of what it did now, but it just makes it a little bit more visually appealing, especially when you start coming down to the actual, like, well, what is this actually to do? What is your... I want to have more video views. I would like to have more like clicks to my website. So it's just the front end looks a little bit more like pretty, to be quite honest. The other thing is the targeting. So like, again, there's about five main categories of targeting, like job title, like seniority, etc. So and they've like revamped on the right hand side. Those of you that have run those LinkedIn adverts, it'll have a better indication of like how many clicks you can expect from your targeting as you start layering it up. All right. And also the preview, the ad preview is responsive and a lot more better too. Nothing really has changed. It's just like a little bit more usable. That's really it. So yay. But they're still really expensive. And I don't think for a minute that your LinkedIn adverts are going to be like, you know, super cheap, because well, that's just not going to happen. But like, what you can do, and we were talking about this just before we kicked off this this episode, but cold traffic on LinkedIn, oh my God, it's just like remortgage your house for like a single, like, you know, ad set. The better way of doing it with LinkedIn is not really to run cold traffic on LinkedIn. So you've got a couple of tools available to you. You've got custom audiences. So if you've got like purchasers of your product or service, upload them. Upload them into LinkedIn. Well, there's a custom audience, and then you can start running ads to them. That's a warm audience, right? You've also got the LinkedIn Insight tag, right? So Facebook's got its own Facebook pixel, and LinkedIn's got its own audience insights or website demographics. You basically take that piece of code. If you're using Tag Manager, it's even easier again. Whack it on your site, no job, no dramas. And so, again, people that come to your site and do certain things, then you can now add them into a custom audience, and then you can basically market to them. Yay. So one of the things you can do is, again, the warm traffic, if you're creating those custom audiences, that's all tickety-boo, but also use the power of, let's say, Facebook, Reddit adverts, super, super cheap. Get them to your website, right, and then retarget them in LinkedIn. Okay, so therefore you're not like running super duper frosty cold traffic, right, that comes with the premium attached to that. Okay, so yeah. Tip top tip there. What else have we got? Now there's a geezer called Jeff who's a bit all right. We like old Jeff, and everyone's like, now by this stage of the game, everyone's like aware of like Facebook Messenger bots, what they can do, and they should be running some sort of messenger bot, right, for customer service or top of funnel, whatever it might be. But bet you didn't know, because I didn't, but old mate Jeff did. So Jeff is the geezer that's behind directheroes.com, directheroes.com. Now, it's in beta at the moment, okay, and he's very, very limiting the numbers of the people that come onto his platform. But what that is, right, it's an Instagram direct messaging bot. Oh, yeah. So you could basically say, right, I'm running more Instagram adverts than anything. So let me attach an Instagram messaging bot, right, direct messaging bot. So That's what his product does. Okay, so you've got ManyChat, obviously, for Facebook. Well, you've got directheroes.com for your Instagram messaging bots. Okay, now don't expect like massive, like, you know, like parallels between ManyChat's features, okay, and Direct Heroes. And the reason I say that is because the Instagram or Facebook haven't actually released their proper API yet. So people like old mate Jeff are basically kind of like using those APIs. And the idea is that it's going to happen. Facebook will then just go, look, fine, fair enough. We really want this to happen. We want people to be using, you know, Instagram more and more. So you've got our blessing. Okay. So your results will vary. And it's for like kind of the cutting edge of you out there that want to sort of separate yourselves out from everybody else. But yeah, definitely have a chat with him. All right. Say that I sent you. All right. And basically see if you can get yourself onto the beta list of directheroes.com. All right. So, which is kind of cool. But you have to mention my name or else I'll tell you to like Foxtrot Oscar. Right.
I love it. So just to recap, we've got an update to LinkedIn's UI for their ad platform and a little bit different targeting. So new forecasting. I played a video while you were talking to kind of showcase how the new targeting is set up. So yeah, some interesting stuff. It's kind of like an inch forward after being a mile behind, in my opinion. But, you know, they're doing their thing. All respect to LinkedIn there. And so don't expect any lower costs. It's not anything around that. If anything, it's probably going to be higher cost, not just because it's fourth quarter, but because when they do announce this change, people are going to be back into their accounts and starting to use it, which will cause, obviously, more use. And
it's like Carlsberg, isn't it? Like it's like the Carlsberg of pay-per-click platforms. It's refreshingly expensive. Like, if you're a B2B marketer, right, you want to be seen by just business people, right, in a business venue, then yeah, you're going to have to like pay a premium for that. But retarget, and that will like kind of keep your costs down, I reckon.
Yeah. So come up with a good, you know, click worthy piece of content, something that's really easy for that audience that you're targeting on Facebook or Instagram to go ahead and come to your website for. Something low friction, get them on your website, pixel them, and then obviously retarget them based on the insights tag. That's the LinkedIn insights tag that you've got installed via GTM, Google Tag Manager, or natively on your site. That's that. And then awesome recommendation for this new tool called directheroes.com, spelled correctly, and it's an Instagram bot, an Instagram messaging tool. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but does this allow you to, same way that Facebook ads allows you to create that JSON-based implementation? No, it does not. So you
This isn't like it's not officially supported yet. So what this will allow you to do, right, it's direct messaging only. So if someone like leaves a comment on your Instagram post right now, that will not fire off the Direct Heroes bot. That's just not going to happen. But if your post, your Instagram post, explicitly tells people to send a specific word, right, in direct message to you, well, that's when this bot then will kick in. So it's a direct messaging bot, okay, rather than they have to like trigger by sending you like a specific word or phrase. Okay.
Got it. That's awesome. I mean, either way, I'm excited. I wish I was a bigger user of Instagram so I could test this out, but I know some people who are, and I'm sure a lot of people listening will be. So that's what's new. Let's go ahead and talk about what is broken. I believe we're going to talk a little bit about GDPR.
So still, even after like May the 25th, when it kicked off, you've got all of these like CRM companies, anywhere from PipeDrive through to MailChimp. There is still no easy solution at all for someone to say, right, well, I'm a business. I'm running MailChimp or ActiveCampaign or Infusionsoft. I'm running these CRM systems or mailing systems. I have my privacy policy page, right? Yay. Mm-hmm. And there's still no way of a person removing themselves downloading their data automatically or editing their own details in these CRMs? No, there's not. Because what you have to do is you have to like take their email address, send that email address to the actual data processing officer, whoever that might be, probably yourselves if you're listening to this. And then you personally have got a field, let's say, and I know some companies at the moment are upwards of about 50 a day, right? Of people going, what information have you got on me? Well, now you personally have to treat every single one of those, right, as potentially a fine. So you personally have to now manually go through all of your different CRM systems, right, because you might have used two historically. So you'll need to like find all the data on that particular email address, correlate it, send it back to the person that's like making the inquiry in a timely manner, all right, and then expect them to go, actually, can you just like delete me from the database? So now you have to go and delete them manually as well. You have to delete them from your WordPress database. You have to do that. You have to delete them from your CRM. It's just absolutely fucked. It's just, it's embarrassing, right? That all these big American companies, right, and CRM companies have just still not addressed it. So there's a piece of software that you need to look at that does actually do that, and it will allow them to write a data portability so they can download it, right? They can download their own information. They can, and it's straight from your CRMs. They can write to be forgotten, so they can delete themselves from your databases, right, in one click, all right? And then there's also the, basically they can edit their own data, and when they edit it, that will edit it in your CRM directly as well. So you want to have a look at like WowQ, the letter Q, WowQ.io on that one. But yeah, like still to this day, I have no idea why there's not a native tool, right, from all of these different manufacturers. It's really bad. And a lot of American companies are still like, yeah, I think we might just give Europe a bit of a wide berth. Why would you do that? Why would you cut off like a massive amount of traffic just because you can't basically get your internal systems together? Have a look at that whaleq.io. That will basically fix that up a treat.
I love it.
And so, that's what I think.
That's great. So if you want to get your systems in order, meaning be compliant with GDPR with a solution that doesn't involve manually addressing each individual request to take themselves out of your database, which is compliant on GDPR, you've got to take them out of everything if they want to be forgotten. WowQ.io, the letter Q after WOW, and I'm showing it on screen here. That's the one. So head there if you want to stay GDPR compliant. If you are a SaaS founder, go ahead and check that out. Now, the last thing that we always talk about when we have you on, who should Foxtrot, Oscar, Nathan?
Well, I got two things for you. One, for the last 10 days, I've been on my back, right, with dengue fever. So dengue fever can Foxtrot right, Oscar, right? Sleep 22 hours a day, basically wake up and go, oh, yeah, I think I'll go back to sleep again now. Like, dengue fever, you can Foxtrot Oscar immediately. I do realize that some of you listening to this will be like, sleep 22 hours a day? Yeah, no, sign me up there, fam. But, yeah, it's been a bit of a pain in the ass for the last 10 days. The second thing, right, is LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn people, come on. LinkedIn management, come on. You go, what do you mean, Nath? Well, a couple of different things, right? In 2018, let me send video messages. It's not that hard, is it, really? So, you know, I can't do that. But I can send audio, but I don't know about you, but no one listens to audio. Like, I can, out of 100 messages, I'm not even kidding, 100 audio messages that I send people in their LinkedIn inbox, as a you know, g'day, oh, thanks for connecting and all the rest of it. Out of 100 people, I've had one person actually get back to me, all right? One, that's it, yeah. But if you allow them to send video, well, that's gonna like change everything, okay? I can see who I'm dealing with, I can hear them, I like his honest face. Oh, he's got a lovely facial topiary. So yeah, oh, I like that, Nathan. And that all comes through in a video message. So LinkedIn, sort your shit out, all right? You own Azure, you've got enough storage space and processing ability. So let us have, oh, I don't know, video messaging, right? It's not hard. And the second thing is, right, on your ad platform, yeah, we're all about video. Yay, LinkedIn video. That's awesome. Can I create a custom audience based on people that have actually watched that video? Because that's pretty useful. No. Right. We'll go back to the drawing board and tell me when it's actually like available, because that's useful. Otherwise, it's not. So, yeah, those two things, plus dengue.
I'm sorry. That's awesome. I love it. Okay, so we have a great installment of Nathan Haig Presents What's New, What's Broken, and Who Should Foxtrot Oscar. So we hope you feel better, Nathan, and thank you as always. Amazing content, amazing value, and you're killing it out there in Thailand. So keep doing your thing, and let's regroup in a couple weeks for another installment.
Sounds good to me. All right, cheers all.
All right, bye, buddy.
90% of
conversational marketing.
They didn't see you.
I think a real game changer.
The marketing automation discussion.